Heading to the phone lines, head football and baseball coach for the Shoals Christian Flame, Nick Flanagan, kind enough to join us on a Friday. Coach, happy to have you on with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So good to be on here.
All right, Coach, so the first question that I have for you, you come to Shoals Christian from Randolph, and you were the head football and baseball coach there. What prompted the move? Why did you want to come to Shoals Christian?
You know, it was just a great opportunity. I felt like we've had a great run here at Randolph. We competed in the 5A level my first year as the head coach, and then been in 4A the past two. And it's been a really good situation here in terms of you know, support and whatnot, and really grown to love our kids and love Randolph. But it just felt like the right time to make a move. It felt like this was a good opportunity to go into somewhere which is back closer to home, back closer to family, and but also kind of the tradition that Shoals Christian's had, especially in baseball, to kind of make the move and kind of pick up the pieces where, you know, coaches have come in and left off. And it's just, it really felt like this is where God was leading me and where he was leading my family. And really that's the big thing. Just it felt like the right time.
For those of you that don't know, Coach Flanagan is a graduate of Colbert County High School. So he's coming back home. And I mentioned to him before we got the interview started, it's good to have our local boys come back instead of our local boys head off. What has it been like for you being back in your in the area where you grew up, Coach?
Oh man, it's been great. I'm still commuting every day from Huntsville, so it's nice to stop in. Yesterday, I stopped in the gas station on my way back here to Huntsville and saw two old teammates that I played ball with and got to hug them and kind of reminisce and talk about, you know, times of past and just those little things. You know, saw my fifth grade teacher the other day in a restaurant, and just those little things that really, when you look at it, the roots of who you are and the roots of how you were raised and just being able to be around those people. I can't begin to describe how important the Shoals was in really creating the man I am today. And I've got so many mentors that are still in that area. And you know, Coach Lee Kraft, he's a baseball coach and AD and assistant principal at Colbert County. One of my great friends, great mentors. He's like a father to me. And then, you know, you got Coach Brown over at Wilson, who has been so nice and so good to me in the past few years of kind of helping me learn the ropes. And then Coach Culver at Deschler, who's a great friend and a great friend that really has helped me when, you know, a lot of us young coaches, we sometimes, the little things that no one really ever tells you, and those are guys that I've been able to call on just them and, you know, Brett Mask at Colbert County. Brett was my coach when I was at Colbert County, and those little things that you don't think think about, you know, right before game day, oh, man, what is this? What is that? And, you know, and you can call them, and they don't judge you. They've been through the ropes. And those people have been such an influential part of my life, and not just in a football, baseball, athletic way, but just in making me who I am. And you know, Coach Kraft, for instance, you know, he'll call and just check on me. He doesn't want to know anything about football, baseball, how things are going. Just wants to know how I am, how I'm doing, and both mentally, spiritually, and physically. And those things are key to really, you know, I believe in living a long, healthy life. And it's just so nice to be around people of that nature right now.
Coach, one thing that I find sort of interesting about your career is you got the head coaching job at Randolph 25 years old, and you were quoted in the AL.com article announcing your hiring at Shoals Christian as saying they gave a 25-year-old who had never even been a coordinator a head coaching job. You were there for 2 years, made trips to the playoffs in 4A, moving down to 1A now. What have you learned over your past couple seasons at Randolph that helped make you a better coach?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, you're exactly right. They have a 25-year-old who had no coordinator experience, a head job. We were in 5A classification. That was my first year here. And that was a learning experience. You know, I'd be lying if I said I didn't make a ton of mistakes that first year. And I did. You know, I've told this story 100 times. I called Coach Mask, who's now the head coach of St. Paul's. He was at Colbert County. And I called Coach Mask the day before our first game. We're playing at Montgomery Academy. Montgomery Academy at the time was 27-2 in the regular season. And we're going to Birmingham to meet them halfway and play. And I called Coach Mask because I had all my T's crossed, all my I's dotted. I thought I had it already. I've been working nonstop, pulling the whole coaches, you know, burning the midnight oil type thing. And we're fixing to load the bus. And I thought, oh, no, there's one thing I forgot. And I called Coach Mass. I said, Coach, I know you're fixing to play, but I got a question. And he said, shoot. I said, well, those officials walk up to me right before the game. What are they going to ask? And he just busted out laughing, and he explained it. But it was just little things like that, but, you know, no one prepared you for. And you just kind of got thrown in the fire. But it definitely made me into it definitely was a learning. The past 3 years as the head coach of football has been a great experience because I've learned a lot. I've made a lot of mistakes. But you know, when you're making mistakes, that means you're learning from. And it's been really good to do that, especially here at Randolph. Randolph had never been to the playoffs at all, never had a winning season. We were a very, very low program. And honestly, the reason that job was awarded to me was, quite frankly, no one wanted that job. We did a lot of searches, and no one really wanted it because there just was no tradition. It was a tough place to come and win, especially in the classification with Gunnersville, Edelwell, Massey County, and that nature. And you got Montgomery Academy on the schedule. So no one really was – that was an intriguing job. So I took it, run with it, and had a great support staff from assistant coaches and great support staff from my head of school. And we were able to make three really memorable years, you know, three straight playoff appearances. We got the winningest record at Randolph. But that's all due to kids. I mean, we had the same kids played for years there. It's just the kids bought into what I was selling. They believed in me. And in return, they went out and performed. That was without a doubt. That's not that. I don't have that record at Randolph, that winningest record. Those kids deserve that record. I never threw a touchdown pass. I never scored a touchdown. I can promise you that. I'm way too big, way too slow now to do that. So it was all those kids in the buy-in. And my assistant coaches, you're only as good as your assistant coaches. And being on the sports radio show, Shoals Radio Show this morning, I think it's worth noting that my entire coaching staff was from the Shoals area, from Lexington and Cobb County. So that was kind of neat to have those guys on board with me and kind of bringing that Shoals area football to Huntsville and really watching our kids just buy into it. That's really the big kicker there with that. That was the reason we had the success we had.
Shoals Christian head coach Nick Flanagan, kind enough to join us on SST today. All right, Coach, let's talk about your football philosophy a little bit here. What type of offense are you going to run? What type of defense are you going to run? And I know that you came in sort of late in the season, so you haven't had just a ton of time with the kids to get to learn these guys, but you've got a lot of talent returning back. You're losing some guys as well. I know Christian Martin has been a staple of Shoals Christian football. You lose him to graduation. And so I know you haven't had just a ton of time to get to learn these kids, but what sort of offensive and defensive philosophy are you bringing, and what do you know about these young men who are getting ready to play baseball and football for you?
Well, you know, like you said, coming in late, not having a spring with them has been tough. And also the way the summer worked out in my transition, we start on Monday. We'll start going on Monday. So haven't had a lot of time to get to know all of them. I've spent the past 3 weeks just individually meeting with guys and getting to know their personalities, getting to know them first, not on an athletic basis. I want to know who they are. I want to know the way they think. I want to know everything about them. Therefore, when we go in, they can buy into what we do. But as far as athletically, you know, we do have some guys coming back. We had a couple guys that were ineligible this past year that will play for us this year that will help us tremendously. But as far as offense and defense philosophy, I truly believe in just putting your kids in the best situation possible to be successful. You have to do, in high school sports, you can't be committed to one thing, and that's all you do. You know, I ran several offenses when I was at Culver County. We were a wing team, and then we jumped into and ran a lot of ISOs at times. And, you know, I know that. I know the wing team very well. But when I took over at Randolph, we went into more of a beer offense. You don't see that a lot, but that's what we'll do a lot at Shoals Christian. We're going to run a lot of beer and run a lot of option football. It'll be a very fun offense to watch. We've been able to this past 3 years. Offense has been the best in our region in terms of points and yards per game. So offensively, we'll do a lot of things in terms of it'll be fun to watch, but it's a lot of read option stuff. It's not your typical that you see today spread out and run a lot of zone stuff. We're gonna play a lot of option football, kind of an old school approach to it, but also kind of put my own twist on things in terms of the way you can formation and get people out of bounds and play a numbers game. Option football is all about numbers. You want to do some unbalanced stuff to get your numbers on one side of the field where you can really read a guy and pitch a guy, but also toss on a guy. So we're going to do a lot of that, a lot of RPOs involved in our option. And so, again, our offense will be very fun to watch. It allows a smaller type of player, smaller offensive line, to be successful. You're always going to have a double team and a guy scooping. You're always going to have a guy reaching, getting up to the next level. So it's a fun offense to watch. It's a fun offense to run. It was due to me when I was set to be the offensive coordinator. That was what I had planned to install on. Spent a lot of time, a lot of coaches really going through it. And I've just kind of put my own twist on it and really tried to make it my own. And that's what I plan to do at Shells Christian. On the defensive side, we're gonna kind of play with that to start out with. I'm a stack guy. We ran stack at Randolph the past 3 years, and it's been very successful. It just, again, it puts undersized linemen and undersized guys, puts your athletes in space a little. It does give you a short box at times, so at any time we'll have to go down to a four-man front. But I do like to play the stack. I like to play a lot of 3-4. And, again, it just gives your athletes a chance to be successful in space. So we'll really do that. I've been very fortunate at Randolph to have a guy from Lexington. He played at Lexington, and now he's the head coach at Randolph, Blake Killen. Ran my defense, and, you know, about 2 weeks I kind of stood with him and watched him and learned real quickly to hand it over to him. He did a great job for our defense. Our defense has been really a staple of success the past few years. I know he'll do a great job at Randolph. I'm really happy for him getting the job. But he did a really, really good job of anchoring our defense. And that's really what I'm looking for now in terms of things. We'll start implementing the stack pretty early and then just get some coaches caught up on how we want it run.
Coach, this is Chuck Emmer on Shoals Sports Talk. Just want to ask you real quick about your staff. Have you had an opportunity to get them in place? Are there some guys there that you're inheriting? How's that going?
I am. I'm inheriting a couple guys that have been there, and I'm really excited. They're great people, great men, and definitely have all the standards that I wish to have in terms of value of who they are as a person first, not a coach. A lot of people can go out there and play whistle on, but I want guys that are going to influence our kids, because at the end of the day, these kids, not every one of these kids are going to go and play college football and have a career in football. I want to make sure that our staff is bought into being true men and making our kids better in terms of being better men one day and being better husbands and fathers. That always will be a staple in the forefront of our philosophy wherever I'm at. And so I had that. I've got some great ones on. I'm in the process right now of hiring a couple of guys. We've got a couple positions that I'm interviewing for early next week. And Ms. Jones and I will kind of in our committee will sit down and talk to them and kind of go forward. But I have a lot of great applicants that have applied and really looking forward to sit down with them and first talking about kind of, again, what their values are as a man, what their values are as a teacher in terms of how they're going to teach our kids more than just football. And then really sitting down and diving into X's and O's with them, see where they are, see how they stand and their knowledge level is.
Before we move to baseball, I just have one more question. It's no secret. We were out there quite a bit last year. We've covered this team pretty in depth. The numbers at Shoals Christian, especially with football, they've not been very high. They've been down, and especially last year with some kids ineligible and injury-wise, they were I think they were down into the teens last year, the middle teens at the end of the year. How do you go into the school and recruit guys to play football?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, that was another thing that I've heard a lot of people say of, you know, numbers. And to that, I say good. That's room that I can go in and work. I say the word good to that, because if we don't have those numbers out good, that's a challenge. That means I can be uncommon and go into the hallways and recruit them. And what you do is you go in and you love them first. You show these kids that are out there how much you're going to love them, how much you're going to take care of them, you know, and how much you're going to appreciate them. And they're going to be more than just a tackle dummy, more than just a blocking dummy. You go in and do that first, and that spreads. You get a couple guys. I've met with several guys, ate lunch with several of my guys that are coming out to play, and you get those guys to kind of relay that message, hey, this is going to be a good experience. This is going to be a great experience. You go in and do that. And again, I don't want to keep harping on Randolph, but, you know, we played 5A football with 41 kids. We turned around and played 4A for the past 2 years, and we had 33. So, I mean, you know, numbers-wise, that's all how you look at it. It's all about guys coming out and doing the best you can to get guys out. Numbers is always going to be a concern. A lot of coaches get hung up on that. But to me, I say, good, let's figure out how we're going to get these kids out of the classroom, get them out of the hallways, get them in that football field, and let's do everything we can to make them into something that – and give them an experience that every kid's longing for that. No matter what we think, every kid wants structure in their life. And everybody, not just kids, I mean, we as adults want structure in our life. And football is the greatest game in the world to teach that structure. And so, you know, having kids see that and want to come out, that's the whole key. It's just going in there and showing them that you love them, showing them that you know, you're not going to just be a number and a little bitty a marker that's going to be wiped off as soon as your time's done, that you're going to be a person. I'm going to know you personally, know your name, and know everything about you. That's how you get kids to come out. And kids want to play for that. Kids want to be a part of that. And so that's the big key there, is just going in and showing them how much you're going to care and love for them.
Nick Flanagan, the head baseball and football coach at Shoals Christian. Let's transition a little bit here, Coach. You inherit a baseball program that has historically really performed. There's a few state championships that have Shoals Christian across the front of those blue maps, and they've made the playoffs the past couple seasons. You're coming in with a bunch of guys who know how to play the game. We've talked a lot about football, but when it comes to coaching this baseball team, the expectations may be a little bit higher because they have had some success. Does that intimidate you at all, knowing that this school is one who has state championship rings in its very recent past?
You know, it's definitely a huge factor in terms of decisions of wanting to make the move to Shoals Christian. Baseball has always been traditionally great. They've had really good runs, and that's all in part to Coach Anderson. Coach Anderson did an unreal job of creating that baseball program, but he did so in terms of teaching them a lot of the little things. And I saw him do that here at Westminster over the past few years, and that's really where I've gotten to know him, because we've been in the region with them and got to know that, and just how he does the little things right. And so in terms of intimidation, no, it does not intimidate me. It definitely it fires me up to know that there is tradition there, and we're going to do everything we can to get back to that tradition. Our guys know how to play the game. You know, we've been playing some middle school games this past week. We'll start some varsity games next week. They know how to play the game. They know what their expectations are. It's getting them back into that culture of winning. And I think that's the main thing, is changing the culture back to just a winning atmosphere. And knowing, you know, I told our guys the other day, we met with all 7th through 12th grade baseball players. We had our first summer practice, and we didn't pick up a bat, a ball, or a glove for the first hour and 15 minutes of practice, because we made sure that we got our indoor clean, we got our locker room clean, we did all the little things, because if I can trust them to do those little things, they're going to turn around and respond to the things on the field. So we kind of that's kind of going to be the thing, coming back and setting that culture and that standard of winning. And Coach Malone did a great job the past 2 years of with them, of just kind of continuing that success. And he's done an unbelievable job of really kind of putting forth towards the program, towards the baseball program. I'm excited about that. You know, we've had a lot of good years this past few years at Randolph, but it's exciting to go in somewhere that's been at the big show, been at the stage of playing at Riverwalk, playing in Montgomery, and knowing that that's our ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal is not to make a playoff, it's to make it back to Montgomery. So that excites me. That definitely motivates me, and it's something I look forward to.
Well, Jordan, I don't know about you, but I'm sold. Coach Flanagan seems like a guy here who's going to be able to come in there and really do some great things at Shoals Christian. Coach, we're really excited to work with you, and good luck moving forward.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much. Before I go, I just wanted to, again, just say thank you guys for everything you're doing. I really appreciate it. It's great to come back somewhere where football and all sports are really appreciated and loved, and the coverage and stuff that you guys do is unbelievable. You know, I'm excited to be back at Shoals Christian. I'm working for, without a doubt, one of the best women I've ever been around, and Miss Jones. She's doing great things for the school, and she really loves the school. And I'm so excited to work for her and everybody else. And I'm also just blessed to kind of be able to go in there and serve that school and serve this community. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. We want to make sure that Shoals Christian is doing the right things on the field, but off the field, we want to make sure we're serving our community and doing everything we can. If you see that SC on our chest, you're proud of it. So I look forward to getting over there and being full-time, looking for a house right now. So kind of tired of this two-hour drive every day, but at the end of it, I'm excited to be back at Shoals and be around you guys.
Well, we appreciate you, Coach, and thank you for the kind words.
All right, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.